Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation live from 67 stories below ground in a hidden bunker somewhere in a mountain at Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing program for you today. Senator Tom Cotton, he laid into Attorney General Merrick Garland. He went off. I love it. MSNBC's rule actually came out and said Democrats need to, you know, quit running against Trump and all this crap and need to address the inflation. There are actually some Democrats that are better. I think I'm going to get into that. So I'm going to save my comments and what I was going to say for coming up. But yeah. Greg Abbott says, and it's true, that the governor of Texas, all this Green New Deal crap is just going to make energy prices, gas prices, everything go. Yeah, they're all green, new, happy in L.A. and look at how bad the smog is. Yeah, mask for me, not for thee, as Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was spotted maskless at a swanky bar in Washington, D.C. on Friday, you know. You should wear a mask. You should do this, but then they don't do it. Democrats, I think, are terrified that GOP gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin might actually defeat Terry McAfee. I don't know how it's a dead heat. I don't know how the GOP candidate's not way ahead. But, you know, Virginia's a very liberal state, so. I mean, just like they've had several outlets that tried to find someone that, what can you say positive about Newsom, and they couldn't find anyone that could stand him. They were trying to find someone that liked Governor Newsom to find out. I also want to get into Kat Von D. She is actually moving to Indiana. And I'm going to get into so much more. And the United, this is where we're headed, folks. You ever seen that South Park episode I was talking about before with the Goobacks, where it's like, it's a mix of all the languages, and there's just one being, they wear kind of the same uniform. It's future Steve. It's just a conglomeration of every language put together and molded into one. And the United States issues the first passport with X gender marker. And there's actually some Democrats that are also like, wait a minute, folks. Okay, let me see here. Oh yeah, that's right. This radical crap and this spending has to stop. So thank you so much for tuning in. And what's going on in Manchester United? Because I want to get into that. I got a lot to talk about with that too. But let's get into this first, folks. Matthew 10:16. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as skewed as snakes and harmless as doves. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. I'm going to get into this first because I remember several years ago there was a Breitbart article. Man cannot fly an American flag in his... And everyone was like, I can't believe you can't fly American flag in his house and all this stuff. And if you read the whole story, not just the headline, the whole story, this homeowners association doesn't allow flags at all. They don't like them. They don't want them, period. It doesn't matter. Now, the American flag or the state flag, I think, should be an exception. But then, well, if they said, you know, and they don't allow any, no matter what it is. So it was one of those things, and it just, and everyone's like, I can't believe, and if you read the whole thing, they don't, they're not banning the American flag. They basically don't allow flags, period. Of any kind, no, no matter what it is. And if you haven't heard, about a year ago, the world-famous tattoo artist, Kat Von D, bought a house in Indiana, like an hour and a half, I think, from like Cincinnati near Louisville. And it said that Kat Von D is closing up her shop in LA and coming here to Indiana. And everyone in the comments, this is like local, like in the Star and stuff, there's a lot of people, she has it all in LA, why would she want to come here? No, 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 no. And I'm like, did you not read the article? Do you not follow her on Twitter or Instagram or anything? She has said that she's coming here because she's tired of the, like, 900% taxes, the tyranny, all the restrictions and rules and all the crap that California has to offer. I've been to California. I wish it was like Indiana, but like California, you know? So you have, like, the conservativeness of Indiana. You go to California, that bench is... If you find an empty bench, you can't sit there. Someone owns that bench. Some homeless person, that's where they sleep every night. That's their bench. That's if you can even find one. But she's coming to Indiana. And I remember for our first anniversary, I think it was, my brother and his wife and my wife and me, they took us to see Striper in Battle Creek, Calhoun County, Michigan. And my brother was always hyped. He thought it was because he loved Donald. Like, I've always been a fan of Donald Trump. I didn't always agree with him, but I always respected him and liked the man. See, well, I didn't think we could do that. What do you mean you couldn't do that? He went out of his way to bust his butt to go over there to get extra clients. I'm sorry, you're fired. You know, The Apprentice was one of the few shows I watched. But he always loved the fact that his name had Donald Trump's initials. And when we were at Striper, I lifted up my stomach and he took a marker and he went DJT. And he always, when I had that, he wanted me to take that while it was still out there and have that actually tattooed on me. And I'm not, I don't have any tattoos. I'm not really been a, but he, this is before he got cancer and before he died and any of this. And, you know, and he really, really, really wanted me to do it. And if I did anything, that's the only probably tattoo I would get. And I would have, I don't know if I would just have that, because it was like, and I have photos of it, and they're blown up, so you could, yeah, I want this copied, and I would probably have, like, that date put on it, because that's the day that he did it, you know, just because he meant the world to me, and, but, you know, and I'm like, Kat Von D's coming, and I know she's 100%, like, I'm legit amazing, and if I was to ever do it, I would take like 3 days and go down and have her do it. But, you know. But it's just kind of interesting because when you look at all the stuff with the, I can't believe she's, why would she come here and da 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 da. And when you read all the stuff that's going on, it's funny, because it's like, when you read all this stuff, wait a minute here, buddy. Read the whole article, and it explains why she's coming here. You don't have to question, why would you want to come here? I remember this was a while back ago. This was like in 94, when I was in high school. We had people that lived in California, and they said, yeah, California's not all Beverly Hills. I mean, it is kind of in some areas, but like in L.A., but you got to understand one thing. Not everyone has money. Not everyone can walk in. There are poor people in California. Not everyone can walk into Pierre Marcos and drop $1 million on jewelry. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because half the people will probably be like, who? Like, won't even know her. I mean, that'd be neat. I love that. Since she'll be here, I guess the house that she bought, the historic house, or once she gets it fixed up, she's going to open up shop somewhere. And it'd be cool just to go down and check it out, man. I'm not really into, I've never had a tattoo, but it'd be kind of neat just to check it out. It's just, you know, more and more people are leaving California. And when you get into, I'm going to get into this because this kind of ties into it. When you have MSNBC's rule coming out saying Democrats seem to just be running against the Trump thing and need to address inflation instead of saying it's transitory. You're having more and more like Bill Maher, and you're having, I think there's even Russell Brand, there's a lot of what I would call Democrats that are like blue dog. Yeah, I'm not really a Trumper, but I'm not for this radical stuff either. I'm this radical, like, no, I don't think so. And I think it's kind of, yeah, I would call myself a Democrat, but not what they're doing. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how that plays out, you know, because I think it's going to be very interesting, because you're even having some of these liberals that are like, wait a minute, man, you know, like, the shelves are starting to get empty. There's, like, this stuff, like, it's almost like they think this country's going to get better with these like, socialist communist policies, and it's not. And I think when they're being affected, when people are like, wait a minute here, I'm having $5 gallon gas here or $3 gallon gas and I was paying $2 or $1, what the heck? It makes you wonder. It makes you, you know, it's when you see like Russell Brand kind of like, wow. But, I mean, like, Bill Maher, I've always respected because you can have a legitimate conversation with him. He was not like, oh, Trump's wrong. Nope, sorry. Nope. Communism. Hire Biden. Communism. I want, you know, he could have a legitimate conversation with you. And there were things that he might disagree with you about, and there might things he might agree with you about. But he was one of those people that you could have an actual conversation with, and that was one reason why I loved him. He was able, you could have a legitimate conversation with the man, and he would, and I didn't always agree with him. I'm like, yeah, I love what he said here, but no. I mean, and that's how it should be. You should listen to my program and be like, you know, hey, what's up? I like Kyle. I like what he says here, but no, I'm, you know, like, it's just one of those things. I mean, we can disagree, but when these people, like, the problem we have is a lot of stuff that's going on right now with this whole, you don't think you're just going to drink the Kool-Aid, Trump told you. And now when we question, okay, why are they having parties in Hollywood? Why are they having all these, why is it rules for me, not for me? Why are all these people seen walking up to a podium, right before they get to the podium on the side of the stage, they put down their stuff, they put on a mask, they walk three steps, they get to the podium, they take their mask off like they had it on the whole time. You know, when you see all these people that you need to do X, Y, and Z. Well, wait a minute here. Why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? Oh, yeah, you're putting your boat in the water. I can't put my boat in the water. I mean, the problem I see with this country is you've had people that literally would be like they're in their home. They have, their home is hermetically sealed. And they're scared that their home is going to, like they're going to get COVID. Is anything in your home been potentially contaminated from the outside world? No, well, then how are you going to get it? Yeah, my phone's lighting up on Twitter with, like, stuff. They just... I might have to get into that. Barcelona's manager is gone, sacked. You know, United, when they think about getting a manager, they better hurry up before one of the really, really good ones that's available right now gets taken. But it's this rules for me, not for me mentality. There's nothing you can, I have not seen anything that you can prove to me that any of these politicians got the vaccine. I don't buy it for a second. Have a syringe and inject it into them. Okay, so see, they get the vaccine. How do you know it wasn't distilled water? How do you know it wasn't a vitamin B shot? How do you know it wasn't saline? How do you know that it's not they're on a shot for rheumatoid arthritis or one of those like once monthly injections for RA or whatever, and that's their injection. They just put it in COVID type. You don't know. It's the rules for me, not for thee. And seeing all these people mandating stuff that you weren't doing. Right, you need to wear a mask, you need a social. They don't even know where the 6 feet social distancing came from. They don't tell CDC because they started using it. There's no one that is laying claim to the rules for me, not for me. No one is claiming it. They don't know where it came from. There's no scientific basis behind it. I mean, I do stand behind Alex Baldwin. I'm not standing in front of him. I stand behind him. And there's all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna try to get into that a little bit but that's what's going on in this world. Like, and that's what scares me because Trump is even like, well, I wouldn't need a mandate to get people vaccinated. I would. He had the antibodies. He's had COVID and he got the vaccine. I can't. Like, for some reason, this natural immunity doesn't exist anymore. I don't get it. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. That's the problem is we have too many Sheldons in this world that are afraid of getting anything. And their body is not a fight. And they get so sick because their body hasn't learned to fight. I used to get sick all the damn time. And I realized, oh, yeah. And when I found out, hey, I don't sleep when I breathe. I stop. I have sleep hypoxia, and I don't stop breathing at night. And I need a breathing machine. That went away. And I need to call my, I'm going to call my ENT and just say, hey, the reason why you ain't seeing me anymore is because ever since I got this sleep, because there was this lady, urgent care. When my wife would get sick, she'd almost, next. She'd be like the next day, if I was sick, it'd be and in 2 days, she'd be expecting. She'd expect to see me or my wife, whoever got it first. And I need that because I know her real well. She's a good, she's like family. She's like, okay, hey, what's going on? And she you know, let me try this and this. And so... She's probably wondering, why haven't I been in? And I'll have to stop by, you know, because they have, like, protocols there. So I have to, you know, mask up stuff going and say, hey, you ain't seen me because, hey, I figured out what's wrong. I don't care if I have to pay. I just want to talk to Riggs. No, you're not treating me this time. Nope, because, you know, and there's things that I thought, it's because of my... CPAP, that's helped me a ton. But there's so many people out there that like there are people that like at Walmart and stuff, like every customer they hand sanitize. Dude, you need to get stuff on you so your body can fight it. See, it's called, there's not a anti-bad bacterial. There's antibacterial. And it kills anything bacteria. It kills any bacteria, good, bad, whatever. And there's so many people that don't know how to fight anything because their bodies never had to fight anything. And it's sad. And now you got, like, I don't care. You will get the vaccine, I guarantee you, if I have to throw you in, if I have to put you in a vaccination camp. Whatever, you will get the vaccine. Just shut up and take it. Trust me, we're the government. You don't have freedom. We know what's best. It's amazing how many people are flushing their freedom down the toilet. Well, you don't understand. And there are still people that have this notion that, like, because, like, there are people still like protesting this vaccine mandate at GE, and they're like, "Those, well, who's going to pay their COVID bills? You know that when you go into the hospital." And I'm like, so many, and I'm like, and I commented back, but I said, Colin Powell, yeah, he fully vaccinated. Remember him, Colin Powell, fully vaccinated. He died from COVID. Yeah. Because they don't tell you the facts. 5 months after the vaccine, you've had it, you're at like 47% effectiveness. They already have like a fourth shot you can get for COVID, like another booster. We have to wait like 6 months after you get the shots and you get the booster. Trust me, every year you're gonna have a boot, just like the flu shot. They're trying to brainwash you and just get the shot, just get it. There's no such thing as natural immunity. Kind of like that Marinol, like the fake marijuana, like the pharmaceutical-made marijuana. Yeah, the real stuff is better because it's natural, and your body has that in your system. Your body's an endocannabinoid system, you know. Yeah, if you get something like flu, I just want to sit there and like, yeah, I know people that have COVID and they instantly get the vaccine because they're flipped out now because they got COVID. I've never heard of a case of someone that, I don't know if I should get the flu shot. I don't know. And then when they get sick from the flu and then they get the flu shot afterwards. They will tell you point blank, once you get the flu, you can't get it again because you have natural antibodies that are built up. But with COVID, supposedly, there are people that, I'm not getting the vaccine, and then when they get COVID, then they all flip out and they're all crap in their pants. What do I do? And then they instantly destroy their immune system and get rid of the antibodies they had by getting the vaccine, which is not even as effective. It's kind of like, getting the vaccine after you've had the virus is kind of like right before you poop. It don't make sense because you've got the antibodies that protect you. See, I'm helping the cause by not getting the vaccine, so I don't have so I'm not producing a variant. I mean, I'm going to get into the Virginia governor race because it's getting kind of scary for me. I mean, I think I don't know. I just have as long as it's a legitimate, I don't know how the GOP gubernatorial candidate, Glenn Youngkin, I don't know how he can't win in a landslide if it's a legitimate, if it's a legitimate election. And there's no mail-in voting machine bullcrap. I mean, people say that there's no, Biden went fair and square. Well, I've not seen any Democrat say, here's the voting machines, do a friend that got it. Since there's no November 2020, if there's no fraud, why aren't the Democrats saying, here's all the damn voting machines, we're going to laugh when it shows Biden legitimately won, spending trillions and trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars dang near to make sure that in Arizona, they recounted the ballots. They haven't gotten the voting machines to actually do a legitimate forensic audit. They won't allow it. The Democrats are keeping that from. So you need to wake up. I don't care if you voted for Biden, that's fine. Ask yourself, why are the Democrats in Arizona refusing to hand over the voting machines to prove Biden legitimately won? Wouldn't they want that if he legitimately won? Why is not one state doing a forensic audit with the voting machines? That's why I think if it's a legitimate election in Virginia, the gubernatorial Republican GOP candidate will win in a landslide. I don't know. Like, they've actually, a couple of news organizations actually tried to find someone in California who supports Newsom, and they couldn't. They found, like, a couple, like, high-up people that just, like, yeah, who's paying you off? I mean, California is a crap hole. It is a cesspool. Okay, there's a four-mile tent city. I mean, I applaud Kat Von D. I don't know if she's a conservative or independent or whatever, but I applaud her for saying, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Congrats. If I ever do decide to get that DJT tattoo, I would go to her. And where's the cameras? I got a whole story and everything. I used to love that show, and I'm fascinated by tattoos and like I'm a history thing. I love history. And when you look at the old times where they had like a bunch of like they dip nails and ink and they like hammer it in and you know and stuff, and it's just like I'm always fascinated by things. You know, like one of my old bosses, his dad saw Ronnie Millsap, and he jumped up onto the piano and was playing it with his feet doing stuff, because I wouldn't even do what he did, and I have sight, and this dude's blind, you know, and it's just like, wow. But you look at, I always love that tattoo show, because it's kind of like neat. I'm like, I don't know if I'd ever get one, but I applaud her for saying, okay, enough's enough, I'm done, bye. Because it brings me back to one of my main points that I'm getting into the show, that people don't read. Why would you want to come? Well, did you read the article? I can't believe they don't allow an American flag. Did you read the article? They don't allow any flags, period. They don't want flags. They think they're guiding. The American flag should be an exception, 100%. They didn't allow, but if you read the article, all they talk about is you can't fly the, if the article read, you can't fly, a guy's mad because you can't fly the American flag, and then when you read it, if the article said no flags are allowed to be flown and a guy's offended because the American flag should be allowed to be flown. But then it's, well, if you can plant, well, that's our nation's flag. That should always be allowed to be flown, but whatever. I mean, I do think that, like with the GOP in Virginia, I don't know how. I know it's a liberal state, but come on. I mean, I think 2022 is going to be a landslide for GOP if, but the problem is there's a lot of GOP that are they're basically Democrats. I see a lot of these so-called liberals that are liberals, but they're not into this. They're a blue dog. They're not this super ultra-radical. Like, yeah, we need to, there are even some liberals that say, yeah, you do this, pretty soon you're not going to have any wealthy to tax because everyone's going to up and leave. Like, you get these college kids, like, yeah, well, if you tax the top, like, the wealthiest people in America, 100%, yep, okay, there's free college for, like, maybe a year. Look at Bernie Sanders' college in Vermont. It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, there's a reason why, because, yeah, when you don't pay, when socialism fails. And what they try to do is they try to take and they hang on to the little bit of capitalism, and the little bit of capitalism that's there, they try to say, well, that's the free market capitalist society. That's where, oh, no, that's not the reason. That's not socialism. But they try to say, see, look, everything is going great. That's why. See, socialism works, and these little bursts of capitalism that they showcase, wait a minute here, no. That's the capitalist that's succeeding. It's like you have these people that, like, these kids that support communism and want socialism here, but then they got an iPhone and Starbucks. But it's nice to see Tom Cotton blast Attorney General Garland over the fact that he's ordered the FBI to probe into the domestic terrorist parents because they question, how dare you ask the school board? Yeah, they teach, they help educate my kids. I teach my kids. You're there to assist me in that. You don't tell me what my kids will learn. I will tell you. And then you have like, oh, we can't tell you the curriculum. Yes, you. Oh, well then, if you can't tell me the curriculum, or I can't know what my kids are learning, bye bye, my kids. You know, my cousin, we sat there and my wife's getting all these school books, all these like these like learning books for like K and first and second and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, like what do you need that for? I didn't know she was homeschooling. And my wife's like at Sam's Club. They had a ton of these books. She's like, okay. And guess what? She was like, dang near in tears. This is so awesome. This is going to help out so much. I'm like, and that was the devil telling me, what is she doing this for? Why did she do? And my wife is like listening to God. Hey, I didn't know that they were going to be homeschooled. And if I would have known that, you know, and I'm like, and she's like X, Y, and Z, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. And everything my wife did was like a blessing beyond. You know, and it's like she is educating our kids. And you have the attorney general like, you need to sit there. We're going to get an FBI probe. You're a domestic terrorist. To any parent that stands up and speaks at a school board meeting, remember, all of us are legs on the table, and all the politicians are playing cards. If we stand up and the table flies off, the game's over. And you have all these politicians on a table, and we're the legs playing Monopoly. And if we stand up and the table goes flying with the board game on it, game's over, folks. And that's what we're starting to do. And there's some, and people are starting to see, wait a minute here, look at this. They lost billions of dollars. They lost millions of dollars. They lost tens of thousands of dollars because these employees walked out and said, hey, go ahead and try to fire me. I'm not getting vaccinated. And when they lost, hello, folks, this is Southwest Airlines reminding you that we had bad weather, so that's why the flight's being delayed. It's 75 and it's sunny with like 2-mile-an-hour wind. Are you kidding me? Sure. Yes, I'm the guy on the microphone here. Don't question me, folks, when I say that the weather has caused these delays. I think it's because people walked out and refused to get the vaccine. No, it's not because they walked out and they're standing up and they're saying, don't tread on me. No, it's not what that's really. No. Yeah. It's 75 and 2-mile-an-hour wind and the sun's out. And you're going to tell me that weather is the cause? I don't think so. Yeah. People are starting to, this stuff is happening. People are standing up saying, okay, I'm not getting vaccinated. Go ahead and see. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. The problem I have, and I'm going to get into this, and I'm going to be blunt honest. I would love to be in one of those view shows. Yeah, I want to have black privilege. Excuse me? What? What do you mean? Yeah, I want to be able to sit there and blame everything on the color of my skin. Be the worst employee, slack off, not do anything, and then when I get fired, blame the color of my skin. If I get pulled over by a cop, oh, you just pulled me over because I'm black, and that's why. X, Y, and Z. No, I don't, that's, yeah. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to sit there and complain about stuff. Oh, yeah. See, you wouldn't give that to a white man. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't give that to a white man. Man, that's all I get. Well, that's how much we give everybody. Oh, no, I guarantee you, if a white man came in here, you'd get him more. Oh, somebody said that to me one time recently. I'm like, man, why you be fronting on me, man? Man, I hooked you up, man. I give you the same as everyone else, man. And he looked at me like, dang. But it's, you know, I'm not trying, man, I can hook you up. Like, okay, we got stuff for sandwiches. We got sausages to make for sandwiches. If I have some extra to give you, they're mainly made for what's on that menu up there. Yeah, we have a menu up here so that you know what everything costs, so we don't have to put a Monday menu, a Tuesday menu. That's why it has, this is what we serve on Monday. This is what we serve on Tuesday. On Monday, we do biscuits and gravy. It's $3.99 if you just want biscuits and gravy, nothing else. I don't do biscuits and gravy, but on Monday. Just because you see it up there doesn't mean we have it. It's just to let you know that if we have bacon, it's 50 cents. Sausage, 50 cents. Links, 50 cents. If I have biscuits, if you want one, they're 50 cents. If you want biscuits, gravy, string. So, like on pancake day, it's $2.99 for a giant pancake. If you want this, if we don't have it on that day, we don't have it, but it's just so we don't have to have 15 menus, and they don't get, and these are people that have, like, degrees, so, like, okay, you're developing highly elastic polymers to make asphalt last 10 times longer, and you don't get that, instead of having a Monday menu, a Tuesday menu, and having to have them all printed out, like, so that, okay, this is week one, menu breakfast, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, we just list everything. This is the menu. It shows you what we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and this is the a la carte prices so that when we have pancakes, this is how much it would be if you want one, or French toast. And when you explain it to them, then they get it. But there are so many people out there that, like, they are segregating black people, and they don't even realize it, you know. I've had some friends that, now some of them are great, but there's a couple of them that, like, they push the fact that they are I see what it is. See what it is. You don't want to know what it is. I take what it is, man. That's what it is, man. See, if I was white, man, like, I want that Staples easy button. I've never had that crap in my life. I've had to bust my ass and get help in some cases for anything I have. I don't know how we came from a world where you came to America. I come to America with $20, and now I own a dry cleaner. I own three. This Orvamex computer chip manufacturer, I do all the dry cleaning for all the people there. The executives, I am there. They have lab coats. I do all the dry cleaning for them. I do all their linens. And I start with $20. Now it's, guess what, Mom? I got Section 8 housing. Oh, yeah. Cha-ching. And it's like people treat like Section 8 like it's like a, yes, sir. That's what I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Isn't it great? You got great news? Yeah, man. What'd you do? Did you get a promotion, get a job? No, man. I got Section 8 housing. You got Section 8 housing. See, I don't mind helping out people that need it. That, like, you know, I've been homeless, you know. You know, we've slept in bathrooms. We've you know, we're in a homeless shelter now, whatever. But it's all good, man. So don't feel sorry for me, man. It's gonna get better. I'm gonna do this. I love it, you know. And you know, it's gone from assistance to help you get you on your feet to how can I stay in that assistance? Well, heck, this assistance I'm getting is half of my paycheck. If I can figure out how to keep this, guess what? And then it gets to the point where sometimes this assistance is more than I was making working, so I'm going to figure out how I can just stay in the assistance and not work. I make more. You know, it's just, that's what this world we've gotten to, where people are like, they've gone from assistance to help you get on your feet to how can I stay on this? I mean, that's the problem with COVID. There's so many benefits out there right now and incentives for people not to do anything. And then companies are like, okay, I mean, you could probably make a good chunk of change going here, get two jobs where they offer like a bonus after like 2 months. And once you get your bonus, you quit those two jobs, you go to another two jobs, you work there, you work there long enough to get the two bonuses, and you quit, and 2 months later, you know. It's sad, this world where, oh, it's benefits. That's right. It's called benefits. Yeah. You ever heard of benefits? Oh, it's benefits are fine. They're fine. No, benefits are not supposed to be fun. They're meant to be to help you get on your feet. Or if you bust your butt and you work really hard, but you still can't make ends meet, is to help compensate until you're able to be on your feet and do everything without the assistance. No, they make the assistance to where, okay, I make $600 every 2 weeks, but I get $550 bonus benefits. I'm just going to see how I can just get that $550. I may not make as much, but since I won't make enough with $550, now I need to see if I can get like rental assistance and other stuff to help me out to cover the fact that I'm not going to work at all. It's okay, folks. You know, when it's like an accomplishment that you got like, yay, what did you do? Did you get a raise? Did you get a better job? Did you get a promotion? You kidding me? I got Section 8 housing, man. With all these benefits, man, I won't have to do nothing. And then when the programs don't work or like the computers are down or something, then they're at the office. Someone's paying for my kid. Hell no. My kids aren't going home, but then if you don't want your kids to go hungry, then you go out and do something. I'm so tired of so many people that, like, oh, someone's paying for my kids. Someone's providing for no one's telling me my kids are not going without eating. Well, then get off your butt and earn it. It's sad. We're a welfare state. So many people that make more money on unemployment and benefits and this and that, then why work? Just wait until you ding the bell. So like my wife has shown me this video where it's like, ding, I want a treat. And these dogs understand enough to, like, if they want food, they ding this bell and goes, I want a treat. I want a treat. And when they ding the bell, the person gives them a treat. And after a while, when they ding the bell, I want a treat. And the other's like, you've had too much. Bink! Asshole. Asshole. And it hits this button that says, like, asshole or whatever. And they go, like, ding, treat. Ding, I want a treat. And when they hit this button that says, I want a treat. And they've already had, like, an allotted amount, you know, because you don't want to give your dog them. They hit the one that goes, asshole, asshole, whatever, like butthole, whatever, you know. And that's what's going to happen. Oh, all these, just wait till all these benefits dry up and you don't have that. And wait a minute. And then these people that relied on sitting on their butts to make a living, what do I do now? I want to have my money. I want to earn what I have. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. No matter where you live. Take Brazil. Oh, yeah, we're going to have World Cups. When you have, like, Olympic stadiums and stuff, and they spend billions of dollars on these Olympic stadiums for an Olympic Games, and then they never get used again. Okay? We don't have, we're doing without, but you're magically coming up with this money. I'm not for, like, free handouts and stuff and government run everything, but if this person can't get medical treatment because the government doesn't have the funds, but, oh, we're building 5 stadiums for the Olympics, oh, got to question that stuff. I want to move on now to Premier League. Thank you so much for tuning in. No matter where you are, stand up for your rights and freedoms. Speak while you still have freedom. Oh, Lord. What do we do with Manchester United? I mean, this, I heard a couple people talk about, I've heard many different theories that, okay, the board want to have a top 4 side so that they can just keep raking in the money. We'll get in the Champions League. We'll be top. No, I want to be contending. I want to. And I think the reason why they don't want, like, a Zidane or a Conte or a competent manager in there is they want someone that's just going to, hey, Dwayne Rooney, yeah, he's doing some stuff at Derby County, but let's get him in here. Let's give him a chance. That's 3 more years. We can melt this thing. They're trying to Liverpool it and melt the past. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. It's just, it's all about money. It's all about, they don't care about that. I want to win titles. I want to have, they don't want to have Conte or Zidane that's going to come in here that's going to demand. Okay, I want to have a real job. I don't, oh, we'll just take the janitor over here. Yep, you're now the director of football. Congratulations. They take someone from the club movement that's director of football. You kidding me? Oh, we need to get next legend. I want to get someone in here that's going to bark orders and take names. Now, I'm not a big fan of Conte and his back 5, but I love Conte. Him or Zidane, I would take in a heartbeat. And now that Barcelona's sacked the manager, they need to start moving. I think they don't, like, it's going to expose the club for just people that just are trying to make a buck. They don't want to be, they want to be successful enough to get top 4, but not successful enough to where they're fighting for championships and they have someone that's going to, I need this and I need this. I want to win titles. I think they want, like, I kind of feel like near the end, Alex Ferguson left for many reasons, but in the end, it's like, even if everything was peachy keen and there was no problems, he would have stepped down anyways eventually, if not that year, because he was trying, because, okay, he was doing the best he could with what they were giving him, the little bit they were giving him. We need a manager that's going to come in and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You got to earn a spot on my pitch. This is the type of football I play. Now, can Akante or Zidane turn around to Fred or McTominay? Well, no, we'll have to see. I don't know. I just don't know how you lose 5-0 to your rival at home, and he has a job. It's kind of like this. Oh, crap, what do we do, Captain? We were hoping that we could milk it for... Because what he would demand... I mean, because I'm sure Zidane or Conte would... Hey, I've got three Champions League titles. I've done this and this and this. This is what I want to get paid. You know, they want to try to milk it with some ex-legend, and hopefully that he can get... Well, he got his second place again, so, hey, we can't really sack him. In second place. We have a 5-0 defeat, and they keep Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Are you kidding me? They're lower than... I mean, our standards are about as low as Honey Boo Boo. I'm Honey Boo Boo. I'm going to have me some scaredy and butter. My point, folks, if Honey Boo Boo can make it on television, anyone can make it. There is no standard. If you can't be on television, if you go to Hollywood and try to make it and you can't make it, just think about Honey Boo Boo. She made it. I mean, this, and I really do think, okay, get Zidane in there. He's going to expose the board. They don't want to have someone that's going to come in there and expose this crap board. I think Van Gaal probably could have done a little bit better. Mourinho's tactics, because they say that Conte is just a Italian Mourinho. Well, his style of football is exciting, and it works. It still works. He still wins. It's not like Mourinho that his style of football is not relevant anymore. He can't win with it. And that's the big issue. That's the big thing we got. I mean, if they keep Ollie, Pogba's gone, Danny Van de Beek needs to go. I wonder if this is a contingency, and like we didn't know, like, well, they should have had something in place. I mean, I honestly think that they don't want to get a Conte or someone like that in that's going to bark orders, okay, and expose this club for the people that they're just trying to milk. It's like a cow, they're just trying to milk it. They're trying to milk it for every dime it's worth instead of trying to get the best milk possible. Let's just try to do this to increase the milk production so we can sell more. Is it quality milk? Is it the best milk? No. Who cares? If we sell 50, I'd rather sell 10 gallons and have it be the best than have 70 gallons coming out. And, yeah, it's not like it used to be. Yeah, it used to be in a glass container and this and that. It was way better, and it wasn't homogenized. It was better quality. This stuff, yeah, it's horrible. They're mass producing it. They're milking it. And that's what United's doing. They're trying to milk the past. They're trying to get as much money as they can out of the damn club. We need to... That Glazers out needs to massively happen. Because, okay, I truly believe, get Zidane in there. Get Conte in there. I want to see someone like that get in there and expose these owners and the board and how crap they are and how they don't know what they're doing. And I say, okay, if I'm coming in here, I want to see a Conte doing it. Yeah, if I'm coming to United, these are my 20 demands before I even, okay, you're getting the director of football. And if they're not willing to do this, then, you know, call them out. Hey, I'll win you titles. I'll do this for you. But this is what you're going to do for me. I mean, Conte's like, please, I want the job, please. And they're like, no, we're going to keep I mean, and supposedly there's rumor that, like, the players are leaking stuff. They don't want him. They want Ollie gone. Like, why aren't you getting rid of him? I think, to me, United is not going to change until the board and you get people high up that change stuff. Until you get a real director of football. See, I would take an ex-player. I would take Van der Sar. because he's doing it at Ajax. But I'm tired of this. Oh, we got to get some ex-legend in there. And, yeah, I'll take an ex-player at United if they've dominated. I'd take an ex-player if he's won three Champions Leagues and he's got two people on his teams that have been Ballon d'Or winners and they've won a Bundesliga title or they've won, you know, a Coupe de l'Or, whatever. Okay. I will take an ex-player if they have managed and they can prove that, you know, and this is their pedigree. If we're not taking him because he's an ex-player, we're taking him because he's got four Champions League titles. He's won more than any manager, what, X, Y, and Z, you know. But right now, we don't have that, and we're not going to have that for some time. So I want someone that's going to tell these owners where to put it and say, hey, this is what I'm, you know, and I want someone to walk out, okay, yeah, this is why I'm leaving. This board's incompetent. Whoever wants to take over this job, good luck. And that's how I feel. I truly feel that. And I truly see that. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. I really do want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a thank you so much for spending an hour with me. You know, I mean, I'm just so frustrated because my team's falling apart, and I'll always support them. I'm just, you know, I hope we get someone in that actually exposes the board. I've kind of felt like that because I've wanted someone that comes in, okay, I'm demanding a director of football. If I come in, when I come in, I want, okay, bye-bye, I want a director of football. I don't want some dude in the office, okay, if you're a director of football, now, yep, we changed. We just took someone from inside the club that doesn't know anything, and we just... Hey, we're going to change our names. That way we can announce ourselves as new owners. No, that was Joel Glazer. Yeah. I'm Bill Belichick. Yeah, that's right. I'm the new owner. You just changed your name. Excuse me. I'm not that person anymore. I'm a new person. Okay. Lord, help me. Something's got to change, because, and if when you have, like, a Conte, basically, I want the job begging, and they don't get him, there's something wrong. But remember this, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Monday, good night, all. God bless, and goodbye.